This sugya is so big, and it's so nogeya to the whole business world of the whole Am Yisrael all over the world, and it's mamish, even though it's so nogeya to everybody, but it's mamish not known basics about these halachas, as we'll see b'siyata d'shmaya. So before mamish going into what everyone is looking at the pages and everything else, b'siyata d'shmaya, first there's a need to have a big introduction, and then to build up towards contracts. First introduction, before coming to the Be'etzim, what you were working at, and then coming to what we were working at. Number one, in Dina, the Malchusa Dina that you're working at, B'siyayda Rishmaya, there's three different groups. One kind of a group is a group that has absolutely no Dina, the Malchusa Dina at all. Then you have another group of halachas that everybody agrees, 100% Dina, Malchusa Dina, mamish, in a way that's very difficult even. And what's the gedarim we have to see b'siyata d'shmaya? And it's so nogea. And then you have some halachas, in machuzat dina, is a machlokes apoyskim. So you have to know in machlokes apoyskim, what do you do l'maise? Let's start with the easy things. When is it that there's absolutely no dina, the machuzat dina whatsoever? Where do you have a group of halachas that has absolutely no halachas whatsoever about dina machuzat dina? That is, when the Dina Machusa Dina wants you to do things against Halacha. When Din Machusa Dina is saying you have to listen to our laws in a way that's going to make you sin in some way, you don't listen at all. You do not sin in any way, even though the king tells you to do so. For example, the police can bring. If, let's say, there's a legal law, the only ones that can make monetary decisions is only erkois, only judges who go according to the laws of the government. If they have such a law, then you must bring all your monetary questions. The only ones to decide is only judges, and not dayanim, not taira. It's isa de eraisa to go to erkois, and therefore you're not allowed to listen. Both sides, the Jewish Baruch Hashem, you go to Dayanim, you go to Basin. So they rise to listen and go to judges. Even though it's the open law, that the only one's decisions is only judges, only Goyim, not Jewish. No. People have to know this. When you have disagreements, you go to big Dayanim, big in Yerushalayim and big in Torah, who should decide for you. You do not go to court. This is also in Shlom Bayis, Hashem Irachem, divorces and so on, and also in other monetary issues, you do not go to court. Isu D'Raisa. It's like eating lobsters and mice, which is Isu D'Raisa. It's the same kind of thing. Going to court is Isu D'Raisa. And even let's say there'll be a law telling you there's no Dina Malchusa Dina when it comes to Isu D'Raisa. What about the Isu D'Rabbanan? Let's say there's a law telling you how to run a business in a way you should know. Someone never learned Hilchas Ribis. It's came out impossible not to be nichshal in Isur Rabbanan, at least Isur Ribis. So if you have different laws that do with business, and a lot of the laws could create shailus midrabbanan Isur Ribis, are you allowed to listen to laws when there might be a shailah Misur Rabbanan Isur Ribis? You wouldn't believe it, how many, pashat, every little tiny thing could be a shaila b'isad ribis d'rabbanon. And there's all kind of laws of all the kinds. If there's laws that say, if you do this and the other, so you have to do like this, but this is the isad ribis d'rabbanon, for example, you're not allowed to listen even to isad d'rabbanon. Kach mavua and the tashbits. Kach mavua and other poiskim, that you're not supposed to listen. Also in this, Tashbetz Chelek Aleph Kufnun Ches, Radvaz Chelek Aleph Mem Ches, also by Yisur D'Rabbanon. What about the laws that the law itself is not telling you to sin, but you know the outcome is going to be sin? What about then? Do you listen? The law itself is no sin to it. but it's going to lead you. You know, if you listen to the law, you know where it's heading. Says the Chasam Sofer in Chelik Hashishi, Simen Choftes. It's in Eretz Yisrael, it's very Nogea now. When the law says they want these Shiva boys in the army, says the Chasam Sofer, are you allowed to listen? Says the Chasam Sofer, there's no din on Machus Adin on this. Why says the Chasam Sofer? Chelik Hashishi, Simen Choftes. Says the Chasam Sofer, first of all, you're expressing in your emuna that the way we save the enemy is not by army force, it's by koach Hashem, the help of Mitzchus HaTorah, says the Chasam Sofer. So it's a Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ches, open Shulchan Aruch, that says, Yeshiva boys, don't go to the army because we believe in Emunah Shleima, those that shield in Am Yisrael, are those that learn Torah, not the tanks and not the ammunition. Open Gemara, open Shulchan Aruch, and that is why those who learn Torah don't go to the army because you want to shield the nation. Okay? So, if you're listening to them, to what they want to say, says the Chasam Sofer, you're expressing a lack of emunah. Ein dina del malchus adina when it comes to Yiddishkeit, says the Chasam Sofer. Merdik. Number one. Number two, says Chasam Sofer, you'll say that some bachim, I know this guy, when he can't overcome, he's Michal Shabbos. When he can't overcome, he's Megal Arayas, says the Chasam Sofer. Why shouldn't I send him to the army? Says the Chasam Sofer, now when he's choiten chil Shabbos gil arayis, beget the oynes, and it's only sometimes when he can't overcome the Yitzhar. If he goes to the army, he'll be always mechal Shabbos, always megal arayis. Says the Chasam Sofer, you can't let him go to the army. This is open Chasam Sofer. Shteit in the Chasam Sofer, not only by Yisurah de Iraisi, you don't listen to them, not only by Yisurah de Rabbonon, like we saw from the Tashbitz and the Radvaz, even the thing, but you know it's going to bring him to Chil Shabbos and Gilei Arayis always. You know it's going to be completely no connection to Yiddishkeit if he goes there. Oy bazoy, says the Chasam Sofer, there's no dina machus adina, even when it's only a question of outcome. Merdik Chiddush. And it's Nogei L'mayse over here. Well, so this is Dvorim Brurim Pshutim. Whatever is Nogei against Yiddishkeit, there's no din machus adina. This is parasha number one. The sugya of the things which have nothing to do with din machus adina. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, out. Open Yerushalmi. Open Tanchuma. This is a funny one, but stoya. It says in Yerushalmi, it says Tanchuma. When the Mamsholah says, tells you something against what Hashem says like this, and the government says the opposite. How are you supposed to react? Says the Yerushalmi, says the Tanchuma, the idea is, if a dog would be able to talk, and he's telling you his opinion, would you care too much about the dog's opinion? No. Says the Yerushalmi, says the Tanchuma, when the government or the king, Nebuchadnezzar, whoever it is, tells you, he wants you to do things against Hashem, his opinion is just like a dog. So it's already a chazal, open poiskim. Okay, so that's the cases that there's no dimachus dina. When it comes to Yiddishkeit, no dimachus dina. That's case number one. Now the other extreme, when is it l'kuli alma dimachus dina? It's a mitzvah lafarsim. When it comes to paying taxes, you're obligated me'ikra din to pay taxes. No foilish shtick, as they say. This everyone agrees to. When it comes to money, you owe the Memshallah, whatever money, because of taxes, pay taxes. Either taxes or anything, it's nogeya to the goodness of the Medina. What's together? We have to be magdar yet. So when it comes to taxes or other things, it's l'toyves ha-Medina, you must listen to them and pay the taxes. Therefore, to cheat on taxes, I'm so sorry. I'm speaking open. Well, Yidden, we love each other. We have to speak open. This is what Hashem wants. To pay taxes. What can we do? That's the halacha. When it comes to paying taxes, you're not allowed to lie. You're not allowed to cheat. Lying. Se shuchnoch yoredeya. Tough beis. Since what I'm saying now, it was way too long. I couldn't find the pages. So, it's got to write this down. Because it's not famous, and it's no get to the whole Jewish business world. This is so important. When it comes to paying taxes, you're mechuyev to pay taxes. Tulai is the Isa de Raisa midvar Sheker Tirchok. Shochanoch Yoradeya in the Chesavelis. Tov Beis, Sif Yud Beis, says Shochanoch. Not only in Beis Din, some Rishonim say only in Beis Din, the Isa de Raisa midvar Sheker Tirchok. No. One person lying to the next is the Isa de Sheker Tirchok. Tov Beis, Yud Beis, Yoradeya, Shochanoch. Chofetz Chaim Paskin Zazoy, in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in the beginning, he made Lavin, Essen. In the Essen, maybe Yud Beis, Chofetz Chaim brings Dvar Sheker Tichok, when one person lies to the other, he's over Yisra Diraisa, Dvar Sheker Tichok. It's a Shechanor, Tov Beis, Yud Beis, Yeradeo. It's a Chofetz Chaim, beginning Sefer Chofetz Chaim, in the Essen over there. It's, so you can't lie. What about, you don't say a word, you fill in a form, do you make over $10,000 a month? No. He happens to make 30. So, no. He didn't say a word, but he wrote it down. Is that Dvar Sheker Tirchok? Rabbi Agoyin Lagor Rabbi Solanke Fisher, Av Beis Nishalayim, told me yes. Why? But I didn't say, no deeper, Dvar Sheker, I didn't say what, I just wrote it down. He brought me a raya from a Chuvah Sum Kimeger that says it's a problem you could be Yaitse Sfira So Oimer if you wrote down that today is the second day in the Oimer, you came into Sfira So Oimer. You didn't say it, we just wrote it down. The teacher's writing it down and, you know, takes, you know, marks down for the kids, you know. Today is the second day of Sfira So Oimer. Adoni, in Ma'ariv, you're not going to say a bracha today and Sfira So Oimer, because by writing is if you spoke. So you can't, says B'Sanke Fisher, Av Beis Nishalayim. Also lying and cheating, when you write down on the form, you're not making money, which you are. You just wrote a lie. You're not allowed to lie. Number one. What about Dina Machus Adina about taxes? The Rambam says in Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Hey, Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, you owe this money of taxes to the government, to the king. Dina Machus, you owe it. If you don't pay it, it's Gezel. Rambam, it's Gezel, says the Rambam. This is Loshen Shulchan Aruch also. Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Shin Samech Tes, Ivov. If he tries, couldn't seem not to pay the taxes that he owes, Hareu Goizel. Wow. What can a Goizel? You have to explain. So, this is one problem is not to lie. Another problem is a Shail of Goizel. Another problem, says the Chacham Tzvi Simin Chovov, Derech HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisboach Shmo, he showed us the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us you have to be a good person, honest person, straight. Kach Mech Chacham Tzvi. Says the Chacham Tzvi, what about a goy? They have to be good to a goy? Yes! It's not only a Mishnah Perkei Avos, HaMakdim Shal V'Chalodim Afilu Nochi Bashuk, not just that. Says the Chacham Tzvi, it's a posik. It says that if you want to go out to war, first try to be with peace. You shouldn't have to kill them. Says Chacham Tzvi, you see, even with the goy, he's supposed to act nice. He brings another raya. It says in Parsh Kiteitze, Kiteitze la milchom aloi vecho, v'roisa bashivyo, eishesif astoya. If he wanted to marry her, and he says, no, she's not good, I'm going to marry her. He's not allowed to sell her now. Loitis amer bo. Tachas asheri niso. You wanted to marry her? You hurt her? Now don't sell her. It's not a mensch. After hurting her, then you sell her? Chumash. Says Chacham Tzvi, the Torah is teaching us again and again to be honest and a good-hearted person also to a guy. So how? They're making streets for you. They're making lights in the streets. They're taking care of a lot of things for you. Why aren't you paying the taxes? Noira. Noira William. Well, so problem number one is a problem of lying. Another problem is a problem of, according to the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, a problem of Goizel. And the third problem is that you have to be a good person. And the Chinuch says also, a person gets used to being a liar and a cheater. It's in every way. When it comes to his brother, he might lie and cheat. Get used to it. It's not good for you. There's another thing. Now comes the most scary one of all. Comes the Be'er HaGoyla, Choshem Mishpot, Shin Mem Che, Siv Beis. And also other scary words of the Be'er HaGoyla and Choshem Mishpot, Shin Peches, Shin Mem Che, Siv Beis. And Shulchan Aruch, and also in Shin Peches. What does he say? He says that the Be'er HaGoyla, was from the Gedoyla Gedoyim. The Goyin based the whole Goyin on Shulchan Aruch and the Be'er Goyla. The Be'er Goyla is telling him Mara Mekoymes. Over here, over there, Mara Mekoymes. There's two places in Shulchan Aruch he makes a Goyse Musa Shemus. In the middle of Be'er Goyla. Shin Mem Ches Rosh Mishpat and Shin Pei Ches. He says, I saw a lot of people, a lot of Jews. Says the Be'er Goyla in Shulchan Aruch on the page. I saw a lot of people, says the Be'er Goyla, that they made a lot of money by cheating the government, by cheating Goyim. And they thought, that's only a guy. They thought. And for years, it looked like they were making money. Came a day, says the Be'er Goyla. No, says the Be'er Goyla. Came a day. Hashem made them fall. They didn't leave in their inheritance a penny. For 20, 30 years, it looked like it was going good. But then it didn't go, says the Be'er Goyla. Scary. Says the Be'er Goyla, but someone that was honest, with a Jew, with a goy, he's honest. They left the Yerusha for the children. So we have over here a couple of reasons why it's important to be honest and straight. Not to cheat, not to lie. Very important. There's another one. I said so many reasons. Another one? Yeah. Which other? Say Shulchan Aruch. Also Shin Samechtes, and also Shin Memches, and Choshem Mishpat. A problem of Chil Hashem. When Chas V'Shom the catch a Haredi, an Orthodox Jew, not straight, it's world broadcast. A Chil Hashem, oi, oi, oi. The biggest sin is Chil Hashem. Not to make a Chil Hashem, Shulchan Aruch. Even in case he didn't, just be careful of Chil Hashem. Okay, so we had a list of reasons over here why you have to be honest so you don't cheat them. I have a question. I'm not cheating them. Do I have to inform? They don't know I have a certain income. Do I have to inform? They don't know. No way to know. No Chil Hashem. No way to know. There's people living in one of the rooms in my house. They're paying me $1,000 a month. No one knows. Do I have to inform? Machlok is the poiskim. Machlok is the Shulchan Aruch and the Goyen. Why? The Rambam says, we just saw in Nechaz Gzeila, Perek Hey, Halach Yadal, says the Rambam, someone doesn't pay taxes, it's called a Goizel, it's called a Gazlan. Gazlan? If so, I have to make sure, I have to inform, according to the Rambam. But the Ran, in the Dorim Daf Chav Chesem Ed Alev, says the Ran, Nishtasei. Says the Ran, you should know, there was once Jews who tried to uproot Yiddishkeit from the Haskola. They made Zanzura. I don't know what's called in English. What's called?
Censor?
They made a censor, and they took a lot of parts of Torah. One of the things they took out was two lines in the Ran. But now the Oizav HaHadah Gemara is the half on the bottom. It's printed in your pages, you'll see in the Ran, and Daf Chav Chesam on the bottom, it's Zanzura. A goy, you owe a goy money. And Mr. Goy doesn't know you own this money. He thinks you owe him $1,000. He paid $1,000. But really, he made a mistake on 1-0. You owe him $10,000, not $1,000. You have to inform him. The reason to inform him is because of Chil Hashem. The reason to inform him is because of Chil Hashem. Now, so, it's called Hafkoas Halva Osoy, it's called. You owe the goy money. If you don't say, you might find out Chil Hashem. You can't do that. But if you know, let's say, in this kind of a case, says the Ran, Nedorim Chav Chesam Adal from the bottom of the Tzanzura of the Oiz V'Hadar. What should be, says the Ran, you owe the taxes, but they don't know you're renting out a room and making some money over here. Says the Ran, it's not Shai Chil Hashem, nowhere could they know in the world. If so, it's of course alva also, not shechil Hashem. So you shouldn't be obligated to say. Gacha we see in the Ran, the Tzanzah took it out. Okay? That's the Ran. The Rambam is mashmanishta zoi. The Rambam says, Haru goizel. And gezel is no heterim. Yechil Hashem, nachal goizel. So according to the Rambam, you have to inform everything. According to the Ran, you don't. And Shulchan Aruch, Shin Samechtes, Yivav Choshem Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam. It's goizel. You have to inform. The Goyen says, no, mafke al vasai. The machlokes la halacha. Rav Yashi was very important for him, people should be very honest with the taxes. The Welt is very, very makel about this. Kamavur in the Hagois Maharaz Uloya and the Levush, very, very, that Roiva Oilam is a very, we should know, it's a machlaik sepois. Rav Eliashiv was very important for him to be as honest as could be. Well, okay, so this is, so to cheat and lie, out of the question. Shumayfim. Fire! Don't cheat. And you don't gain from it. Hashem fixes up. It doesn't go. Not to cheat or lie. That, no. To go inform him is a machlokes is a place. Rav Eliashiv was very for even that, to inform. What about in Israel? Non chutz l'aretz. What's the difference in Israel chutz l'aretz? A big difference. The Ran Kofches says, in Israel, there's no real dina machus adina. Wow. Why is that? What's special in Eretz Israel? So listen to this. Something very deep is going on. Real deep. There's two ways to observe what is dina machus adina. What I mean to say. I mean like this. In Rashi and Gittin Tesson with the Beis, he says, what right does the president and so on have a right to tell me what to do, give me laws? I'll tell you why. Says Rashi, test ways and getting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave goyim sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. One of the mitzvahs b'nei noyach is dinim, to make straight, honest laws. The world can't function unless you have good, straight laws. There's a mitzvah of Shem is not to make dinim. There's a mitzvah to make laws. Why am I obligated to listen to these laws? Yes, to make laws. Yes, I'm Shem is not to make laws. Why you have to listen? Two reasons. One is the Rashbam, Baba Basra and Nundal Damod Beis, one is in Duran in the Dorim Chav Ches Amad Alf. What's the two smores? Rashbam and Baba Basra and Nundal Damod Beis says, Do you know why? You have to listen to the laws of the country. When it has to do with the country things like taxes and so on. You know why I have to listen? Because there was once elections. And the majority of the country chose this king, this president. So you have to go with his laws. Part of your voting in elections, or the majority who made the elections, part of it is the laws. Not only who's the president, not only who's the king, but also, there's more to it. There's also, part of the elections, also you voted in to listen to his laws. That's Rashman Babasa. The Ran Adom Chav Ches Amad Alef is a whole different lumpus. Says, who's the boss of the country? The king, the president. Well, he's the boss. He's the one who decides to make streets or whatever. He's the big boss over here. He says, listen, I'm the boss over here. Whoever doesn't listen to me and my what I see is good for the country to pay the taxes and everything else, let him leave the country. I'm the boss of the country. In English, they say, don't like it, lump it. That's what people say. The king says, I was voted in. I'm king. I'm president. My laws. You don't like my laws? Leave. This is the reason why you have to listen, because once he's voted in, it's not fair. You're using his streets, you're using his electricity, lamps in the street, whatever, street lamps. You're using all the kind of things he's putting up for you. And he's paying the police, he's paying the hospital, he's doing 101 things. And then you say you don't want to listen to him. He was voted in, says the Ran. He's the boss. If you don't want, leave. Says the Ran. According to his reason, in Eretz Israel, you can't tell him, if you don't listen to Bibi Netanyahu, he's the prime minister, you don't listen to him, so leave. Let him leave. Akash Bohu gave us what right? The Arabs keep asking, what are you doing in this country? The answer is Hashem gave it to us. Who did Hashem give it to? To those who want to listen to his mitzvahs, to Am Yisrael. Says the Ran, in Eretz Israel, the king can't say, if you don't like it, lump in, get out of here. You can't tell me get out of here. It's my country. Who said? Hashem. The whole world belongs to Hashem. And Hashem said, I have a right to be in Israel. Because I'm a Jew. Because Hashem gave Eretz Israel to the Am Israel. You can't tell me to leave. I belong here. You don't belong here. I belong here. Hashem gave us Eretz Israel. Hashem gave us gracious. Says the Ran, since the Ran understands the Lomdas Din Machus Adin is his boss, and he tells you, if you don't like my laws, get out of here. And Eretz Yisrael, he cannot say to get out of here because it belongs to the Jews who are Shema Mitzvahs. He cannot say to get out of here. So there's no Din Machus Adina, says the Ran. But it's only come to the Ran. According to the Rambam, this is Svaro, I'm going to Hashbam Abbas. Why do you have to listen to Machus Adina? The reason is because when you elected him, when you voted for him, you voted for his laws also. Also, now it's Israel. Once is the majority elected a prime minister, so you have to listen. As long as it's not against Torah mitzvahs, so you would have to listen to him because the voting was there. So it comes out in Eretz Israel. Din Machus Adina or not, Machlag is the Rashbam and the Ran. According to the Rashbam, there is Din Machus Adina in Eretz Israel. According to the Ran, there isn't. There's other reasons also in Eretz Israel why there are those that say there's not Din Machus Adina. For side reasons. The Tosfos in Baba Kama and Tesamad Aleph, the thing, that's why the other, I'm not going to go, here the oil is not from Eretz Israel, so it's not from Kamina, and there's so much I want to stick in for also other states, like America. So Eretz Israel is the issue, it's much more kuladik. Rav Yashiv wanted even in Israel people to be honest with the taxes, even as Rav Yashiv wanted. Is there any way out? Well, this is not so easy. Could I have any coolers over here? I'll give you a couple coolers. Says the Rivosh, in Simon Beis, the Marash Dam, the Rivosh, the Knesset Gedoyla. They say like this, you know what you should do? You don't pay taxes? Find a loophole in the law. And legally to put it from the taxes. Find a loophole in the law and go good with the law. And you tell me the chachamim, make a lumdis and make a and then it's okay. For example, says the Rivosh, a real good one. Says the Rivosh, if let's say someone buys a car in this state, does he have to pay taxes on the car? It matters. If he lives in the state, no taxes. If he's an outsider came and he's buying a car, he has to pay taxes. To lie and cheat and say, you pay taxes for the car. No, I live here. Oh, you do? Yeah? Or else you say, my brother lives here and it's not mine, it's my brother's. It's not true, it's yours. What are you lying? My brother lives here and it's his car. You don't lie, you're not allowed to lie. Says the Rivosh, I have an idea though, to make it legal. How do you make it legal? You go to your brother, tell your brother, it's yours, and make a kinyan should belong to your brother. It really belongs to him. When you're filling up the form, it belongs to your brother. And if your brother wants to make changes in the car, you can't stop him, because in the meantime, it belongs to him. Mamash belongs, make a kinyan, it belongs to your brother who lives in the state. And when you're all finished, filling up the form, okay, my dear brother, thank you. Now, if you want to give me back a present back, thank you very much. In the meantime, so when I fill in the form, it's 100% true. It was legal. Was it legal? Yes. That's a Rivosh Zed Mutter. Another example. Let's say nowadays, if you bring two or three brand new suits to be sold in this country, when you come to Lud, the airport, they ask you, do you have new things that for someone else that wants to sell it here or whatever? You can't lie and say, no, it's mine, when it's not yours. Say, pay taxes. But according to the Rivosh, I have an idea for you. Make a kinyan that should really belong to you. Make it belong to you. Mama, she make a kin, it belongs to you. And after you out of the airport, you're allowed to give it back to Matana. But it stems, it's legal. It belonged to you, it's true. One of the big Talmidim, maybe from the closest, Barav Yashiv, over here in the yeshiva, big Talmidim, Goyen Reb Zelig Kosovsky, he told me last night that by going to Moshe Yashiv, Rav Yashiv's biggest son, so by Rav Zelig, 100%, whatever he says is musmach by Rav Yashiv. He told me also, Rav Yashiv was he wanted very much to be honest and paying taxes and everything else, even Israel. And he said he gives permission to say in his name in a shir. He could use loopholes. He means the Rivosh, the Marishdam, and all those. Why, says Rav Yashiv? Says Rav Yashiv, in my life, I wouldn't want to make loopholes either. I want to be straight, I want to be honest, I want to work on my midas, I want to be a straight, honest person. In my life, I would never be masking to make any loopholes, says Rav Yashiv. In public, since the Ganze Olam is Yadua, a lot of people, if you don't give them a heter, they'll be Yisr. So he said he left that this door the same public, that they could use loopholes in Halacha. Better that than doing Yisr. At least you'll be only Harama, and not, but Lemaise, make sure it's legal. Fix up, it should be legal, but it should be really legal. Whether the lawyer will enjoy it so much, he might not enjoy it. But North Korean enjoys, but if it's legal, it's legal. It's, to make things legal is something else. But if it's not legal, it's a big problem. Okay, so as far as cheating and lying, out of the question, Dina Machus Adina on taxes. As far as informing, machlokes the Rambam and the Ran, machlokes Shulchan Aruch and the Gaon. The Ma'aser Rav Eliashiv was wanted very much to make a Kiddush Hashem and people be straight and everything else. But there is people know that not everyone does this, but it's this the best correct way? It's the Gezer Hashem's Nachas, as we say. Now, and we saw a whole bunch of reasons why it's important to be straight. Now, this is far as so. In the beginning, you brought a group of halachas, no mechazdina. Whatever you get to averis, you don't listen. Whether I said, whether the rabban, whether the future, out. That you don't listen to the dina mechazdina at all. When it comes to taxes and things that the Medina needs, yes, the mechazdina, the kuli alma for everyone. Everyone agrees that's what it has to be. Now, but you have to be smart because sometimes if you say things, they could be choshed you, you're covering, because they don't realize you have Yiras Shamayim, and they might do bad to you, and use, you have to be smart. Before doing things, ask advice of someone that knows what goes on, that they shouldn't use your goodness for your bad. You know what I mean? That you're not mechayiv, you know? Okay. Now, which things is a machlekes apoyis game? Do you have a din machus a din or not? That is in the massive shaila all over the world. If you have a shaila in your business, you have a monetary shaila, which telephone number do you call? The rabbi? Rabbi, I have a shaila over here in Nechaz Mominus. Is that who you call? Or do you call a goyish lawyer? Mr. Goyish lawyer, what's the legal law over here? Who's the one to decide Mominus? The one to decide Mominus, is it Dina Mechusa Dina, or is it based in, or is it Shulchan Aruch? Who's the one to decide? Shaila after Shaila. This constantly, the person looks to himself, is constantly Shaila's Nehalocha. Who decides? The Torah or the Dina Medina? Who do you call? A rabbi or a lawyer? Well, and this is the Machloikas HaPoiskim. And you have to know what to do Alocha L'maise. When you want to make a document, you want to make a chose. There's one way to make a chose, which is al pi ha-Torah. It could be something entirely different when it comes to legal law. They don't care about what your halachas. They have their ideas of how to make a document. So who decides these things? This will be on the pages. Machlokes the Ritva and the Rashba and other Rishonim. The Rashba and Tshuva. The Rashba and Tshuva Chelek Gimel Kuftes says, listen, when it comes to taxes or else other things have to do with the government, here they decide. When it's not the thing that has to do with the government, it's not taxes, not government. What is it? Stop telling you what's the laws. What kind of document? What do you care what kind of document? Someone, Baruch Hashem, is boys and girls. He wants to make a will. In the Chumash, it says only boys get. Legal law, boys and girls equal. What do they care if he gives inheritance to the boys or the girls? Practically, most Haredim make a will in which they give also the boys and also the girls as the kunz how to fix up without avails to it. Once there was a yachikal on that subject, all about this. But to make it in a way, it shouldn't be without avera. Okay? But there's a chasm sefer about the whole, a lot about this. Ober, it's none of their business if he gives inheritance to his daughter or not. But Dina Maruzadina, will they decide? Or only when it comes to taxes, things that government needs? Says the Shuvah Rashba, only taxes and government needs is the only things that Dina Maruzadina. When it comes to inheritance, or what kind of document, or, it's none of the business. So, none of Kamina. Mitzad Sheni, a lot of Rishonim that we've run the pages, it's open Ritva also. Say not like that. They say the Ritva and Gittin and Gudam the base, the halacha of Dina Malchus Adina is a halacha all over. Unless it has to do against Torah mitzvahs, just telling you how to make a document, how to make a kinyan, how, both in Kloli, yes, you have to listen to the Dina Malchus Adina, also these kind of things. Machlokes Rishonim. The big problem is the Bruch. The Ramah looks like an open contradiction in the same siman, we don't know how to paskin. And there's nothing clear cut on this. And the whole Jewish money world is about this shaila. Who decides? The rabbanim or the lawyers? And there's nothing clear cut about this. You have to have a clear psak. It's very negir the whole time. Who decides? What's the halacha between two Jews? What's the halacha between a Jew and a goy? So, the Rama and Sifches, Shin Samach, the Sifches says the Rama, you know, the Ikra is like the Rishonim that say, in everything, any monetary decision, so Din Machus Adin, and listen to them, unless it's against Torah Mitzvahs. And the same Rama, next page, says the Rama, the end of the Siman, no, it's only in the taxes and these kind of things, others have to listen. So what's going on? The Maise, there's a Mahalach Moshe Feinstein, but it's not completely accepted by everyone. So you have to see the Maise what to do. The Mahalach of Mon Moshe Feinstein, Chosha Mishpat Chelek Beis, Siman Samach Beis. Says, it's printed over here in the pages in the countries. Says Moshe Feinstein, there's two kinds of legal laws. Something is like inheritance. It's none of the judge's business. Does he inherit to his daughters? Not none of the business. A lot of things, it's my private business. How a person gets married, what kind of ksuva does he obligate himself? What's nefkamina to the judge? Why should he mix into my shlobayis? Tell me how to make a ksuva, you know? Since I don't have to listen to Sizra Moshe. But Sizra Moshe, or also Chas Hashem, people get divorced. How to make decisions, how much money to give her, and all these kind of things. Based on the side. There's no reason why I have to go listen to the court. But, says Ramoishe, how to make a kinyan? By a Jew, it's kin meshicha, kin nagbo, kin and this, by karka, kin kesef. And let's say you go to a goy, the goy, let's say, says, you know what's a kinyan? You sneeze three times. I don't know, some other idea, you know? You see, you sneeze three times, it's like hands five times, that's a kinyan, whatever, you know? So by Yigid, it's kin meshicha, kin agbo, different kinyanim. And if a goy has different ideas, how to make a kinyan? Oy bazoy! So, says Rav Moshe, a country cannot function like this. If by the Jews, a kinyan is this. By the Muslims, the kinyan is this. And by the Christians, the kinyan is this. You can't have a market. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. The whole market is falling to pieces. It just doesn't go like that. So this is the needs of the government. How to make a kinyan, says Rav Moshe, is the needs of the government. And therefore, everyone has to have the same kinyanim, the same kind of documents. Says Rav Moshe, when it comes to documents, you have to make sure it's kosher, also in the eyes of the judges, also in the eyes of the laws of the government, because otherwise, everyone's going to say, I sold it, you didn't sell it. According to Jewish law, I sold. You can't hold the marketplace, and therefore, says Rav Moshe, this is a need from the government. It's a need from the government, this you do listen. Another example, someone bankrupt. What are you supposed to do? If everyone does what they want, the whole country will fall apart. You have to have laws. What do you do when someone went bankrupt? That's the Moshe Feinstein's way is, when there's a need, that the market should be able to hold itself together without falling apart. You have to have one way for everybody. It's a must for everybody. Then you must, it's just like taxes, and you listen to them. When it's a thing, my private business, how to have a shalom bayis with his wife, inheritance to daughters, or other kind of things. It's no reason that my issue is nothing to do with someone else. Then you don't listen to them, only listen to the Torah. That's where Rav Moshe Feinstein learns. Good. It's a very clear way, very nice. But Chaznish of Shlomo Zalman, a lot, we don't find they did. It's a big chiddush, those Mahalach Rav Moshe. They said something else, which is a big help for all of us. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in Madoni Ori, it's printed behind the pages. You know what you should do, says Rav Shlomo Zalman? Two Yidden, two Jews. They say, I'm Jewish, you're Jewish. We both are masking, we both agree to go to Basin to listen to Chosha Mishpat. Let's go to a Goyse Dayan. And the Dayan says in the Torah, that's what we want. So then you don't have to listen to Dina Machuz Adina. If you have two Jews, Chaznish is automatically two Jews, they don't have to call the Dina Machuz Adina between the two of them. Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't go so far. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you have two Jews, they both agree they want to go up at the Torah, they don't have to Din Machuz Adina. This is a big thing. If so, two Jews always go to Din Torah, and make his chayves to listen to the din Torah, and then you get a psak halach in Torah, and dosados. This is the mahalich, and a lot of Shlomo Zalman, Pisrei Choshen, a lot of achon. Open ritva, you see, it goes with this. When two Jews want to do according to the din of Torah, you listen to the Torah, and not machuz adina. This is a big savior, and you can always go according to the din of Torah, as long as both sides are Jewish, and both sides want it, gevaldik. But the question is, what's the halacha? One side is Jewish, one side is a guy. You want to make a business deal with Muhammad. Now what? You go according to the laws of the country, because of Muhammad? Or you go according to the laws of the Torah? Chazanish and Baba Kama, Simon Yud, I didn't bring this in the pages, is mistapik. What decides? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Madani Oretz and Simon Yud Ches. Therefore, try to be Yoitze Beidazachin. Meaning, the goy is not going to go for it, that the rabbi with the big beard is going to tell him what to do. He comes with the kafiyah, you know, and says, listen, my rabbi says, he's not going to listen to you. He's going to want to go according to the government rules. He's not going to listen to you. Okay, but say, I would like to add another few lines in the context of the Shlomo Zalman. I feel only he'll be masking. He'll think it's funny. It's not funny. Right inside, what's needed to be added in order that it should be a kosher document, also al pi ha-Torah. So what do you do to make it be kosher? In Reish Zayin, Sif Yud Dalid, Lemaise, well, time is almost up. So, in Bekitzer, to make kosher, the main 2 points in the kosher document is, except for having the right date, and good signatures, and a lot of other things, but also, make sure that you say, we are making this, all the things were written up in the document in front of a basin choshuv. The very fact you wrote down that you're doing it up here, basin choshuv, choshuv et dayonim, chomoshe shterim v'chanad choshuv et dayonim. Then explains of Shlomo Zalman, what is the goyin about chomoshe shterim v'ch? Says of Shlomo Zalman, the goyinus. The goy knows that by you, the top rabbis in basin are very choshuv in your eyes. Once you're saying you're doing it, Bifne based in Choshuv, the goy takes the whole document more seriously. He hopes and he's sure that you're going to listen to the document properly, because the goy knows that in your eyes it's your biggest rabbis. So if you say it's going and coming to my biggest rabbis, so the goy takes it seriously because he knows you're taking it seriously. So Shlomo Zalman, in the goyish document that should be kosher according to the government, also add the words that it should be. I want this also to be bifne beis din choshuv. Also, says Shlomo Zalman, do not say that a lot of things written here will only happen a month from now. Make sure everything should be written over there. It's now. Okay, way too late. I have to make things short. Shima achshav. It should be chal now. If possible, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, another one. Which other thing? Says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, another thing also, a request to ask Mr. Goy, in case you have any disagreements, would you agree to go to Basin? I'm sure he's going to say no. But give it a chance, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Right, and also, in case the Goy is masking, so you should mask him to go to Goy. So the Maisa, let's put everything together. How the America document between two Jews, as long as both sides agree that they want, both sides agree, they want the document to be Alpi Basin, do Alpi Basin. I would advise you to also make sure it should be legally, also that you work, because otherwise, sometimes you have surprises. When people feel they're losing a lot of money, all of a sudden they put foil shtick, have a counter legal, but sometimes the other side, it's half of money, overcomes, and you start saying, I can win with legal loss, let's go to court. Makes you a lot of problems sometimes. So it's kedai to make sure any document, it should be kosher, also according to the Beis Din, and also according to legal law. But Beis Din, if possible, it's written over there, different Beis Din Chosrov, written Me'achshav. But also make sure, don't do anything by yourself. Always with a lawyer, with a trained rabbi, someone knows these inyanim, to make sure that the document should be a kosher document. So remember, anything is going to get to ruchnis, you don't listen to them. Anything is going to get to taxes, things for the government, you do listen to them. Do not cheat, do not lie, but, I'm sure no one does, but as far as do you have to inform? Machlok is a poiskim. It was very, very pro, even then, to inform if possible. And a loophole is a savior, make sure a legal loophole, then you have a heter. As far as both in Kloli, what decides? According to Ramoshe, if it's a government need, If it's a government need, come to Moshe Feinstein, then you listen to legal law. If not, so then you go come to Torah. But it's always kedai to try to be yotze both things because it's not poshut. Every time I say, whenever I come, you know it's a very big chizik for me. I come, I see hundreds of people that are coming from overseas just because of the honor Hashem, because the honor is Torah. It's so big, it's also big in the eyes of the children, the grandchildren, Zayde, Tata, where were you? I went to the other side of the world to learn the Torah of Hashem. Anachem tetzu'einu, tetzu'einu, kronu yoyde shmecha. Yoyde shmecha, v'lom deser, aser l'shmo, v'sid yishuv.